this song is so big at the moment. My word. Holly Ray and Deeper. Trust you loving the music tonight, huh? Saturday night, you and I together. Look at us go, hey, we make a good team. It is the Danny Gazzelli Show, and boy, oh boy, have I got a surprise. So earlier on, if you missed it, Neil Green went onto Facebook and he said the following: the fact that I have to explain why I don't like Michael Bublé makes me dislike him even more. Right? So I had him on the line with one of our feisty listeners who absolutely loves Michael Bublé, and I think they kind of had it out. They didn't get to really any agreement, but it was a good feisty match, I think. Neil, are you there?
I am around. I'm waiting.
Okay. So Neil, you know, on my show, it's kind of unpredictable, right? I've had some amazing guests throughout the years. I had Catherine Kelly Lang, a.k.a. Brooke Logan from The Bold and the Beautiful.
That was a highlight for me.
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah. I've had Ronan Keating. I've even had Adele on my show. We did a live crossing ages ago, right? So on the line now, for the second time, and I kid you not, is Michael Bublé. Michael, are you there?
Hello.
How are you?
Hello, is that Danny?
Yes, it is. He's in Madison Square Garden, so the delay is quite hectic, so just try and put up with me. Michael Bublé, it's an absolute honor to speak to you again. How are things your side?
Oh, no, things are going great, man. How are things going with you?
Oh, things are absolutely fantastic, but I must just tell you, right, you've missed this whole thing. We have a really cool, funky presenter on East Coast Radio, okay? And I think he's pretty much dying right now because he made a Facebook post. His name's Neil, by the way, and his Facebook post read like this. It says, "The fact that I have to explain why I don't like Michael Bublé makes me dislike him even more." So what do? I phone Michael Bublé for the second time on East Coast Radio, and I want to know how you feel about that. Neil is on the line with you, Michael.
Hey there. Well, you know, I don't know him, and, you know, everybody's entitled to their own opinion, I guess, but I'm sure I didn't do anything to offend him. I mean, I never said anything about his mother, did I?
You know what? Firstly, good evening, and it's an absolute pleasure to speak to you, Michael Bublé. And I'm not going to backtrack here because a lot of my angst is built around the fact that I'm such a big Boney M fan. And the magical Michael Bublé has displaced Boney M to the fact that they're on the fringes now, you know? And I'm hurt by that.
I can't hear you very clearly, but what do they do?
You got rid of Boney M, Michael. Your magical music has... Boney M is out of here now, and it's all due to you. And I love Boney M.
To do with Christmas?
Well, yes.
You know, I can't stand myself there. You know, somebody had to take over. You know, everywhere you go, there's Boney M, and there's Boney M, and there's Boney M, and then there's Celine. You know, come on. What did you expect me to do?
No, you did it, and you did it well, but, you know, I'm a Boney M guy. I'm a bit of, that was my thing. So it was hard for me to let go, but I just want to say,
I'm not going to hold that against you.
If somebody had to knock them out of there, I'm glad that it was you, Mike. I'm very happy.
Well, I'm glad I could do that for you.
All right, so Michael Bublé, listen, all a bunch of fun. Thank you so much for your time. And Neil Green, how do you feel with me personally that I put you on the spot like that, brother?
Oh, thank you.
Listen, Mike, this is one of the best evenings of my life ever. Thank you so much for this moment, Daddy.
Well, I'll tell you something, Neil. That was a complete hoax. That is an actor, and his name's Brian. So, Brian is a good friend of mine, and I just wanted to really con you and put you on the spot, Neil.
No, I'm only here for the spirit of fun, and I'm happy that I can go back to hating Michael Bublé. Brian, you're a nice dude, you see. Like, I hope the real Michael Bublé is half as nice as you are. we should hang out.
He probably is.
Brian,
we won't hold anything against him.
Christmas.
We can all hate Christmas together. Brian, thank you so much for being a sports. Neil, you're a legend. You're listening to the Danny Gazzelli Show. 25 minutes of non-stop music coming your way.